Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It's like the first day of school, the Bills' first real practice of the regular season. The roster is set, the captains are named. A busy day here, Murph, at One Bills Drive, and the season opener sits just 6 days away.
It really was busy. The Bills have a 53-man roster now with a couple of additions made over the weekend. Monday was the first practice for newly signed punter Colton Schmidt, and the new backup quarterback Kyle Orton was at practice for the first time also. He says Buffalo just felt like the right fit for him after sitting out the last few months, and the head coach says he expects that Kyle Orton could be ready to play if the Buffalo offense needs him in the season opener.
I think you'd be surprised, of what he can do. And I think we'll just go work during the week, and just see how much he feels comfortable with handling. But probably more than what most people think because of his experience.
He's like anybody else in the NFL, you never know where you're going to end up. And, things come up, So I've been grinding and trying to catch up with these guys and trying to get these guys to know what I'm all about and trying to figure out what they're all about.
One thing Orton knows for sure, he's here to back up E.J. Manuel, and he thinks he has a good understanding of what Manuel faces in his second year as a starter.
Like him, I started as a rookie, know how tough that is, but also know how great your second year can be just learning-wise. I didn't get the chance to play my second year. I was back on the bench, but the growth curve from year one to year two is great. Your confidence grows, so I'm just there as a sounding board for him. I don't think I know everything, but seen a lot of looks, been in a lot of different offenses, and played a lot of defenses. So any question he has, I hope I can help him.
The Bills were happy to have first-round draft pick Sammy Watkins on the field for practice Monday after he left the preseason finale early when he took a shot to the ribs. Watkins says he does plan on playing Sunday in Chicago, and he's going to do that by managing the pain.
We'll try just about everything, whatever helps me. But we just going to see how far I can go. And I think it's just a pain tolerance that I'm going to have to get through. And I just got to be prepared for it. Just about any other rib injury, just the soreness of it. Nothing else can happen to the ribs. So you got to go out there and be strong and finish the game. And if I need to take a breather, take 2-3 plays off from getting hit, that's what I'm going to do.
The Bills practiced on Monday without tight end Lee Smith, who's still out with a toe injury, and linebacker Randell Johnson also sidelined by an ankle injury. Team also met in the morning and elected six captains, veterans Fred Jackson, Eric Wood, Kyle Williams, and Mario Williams, along with veteran newcomers Brandon Spikes and Corey Graham.
They've done a good job both on the field and off the field with the way they've handled themselves. And I think, I don't want to say they were rewarded for it by being a captain because I think that's what people saw. They saw that leadership and they saw that they can handle things, and that's why they were elected by their peers to be the captain.
I'm not sure exactly why they nominated me for this, but obviously I try to do things the right way. I try to help out guys any way I possibly can. I talk to all the guys. I communicate with them, and I just try to, I just want to win. So when it comes down to it, that may have been something that has helped me get to where I am right now.
These guys embraced me from day one. They knew what type of player I was and how I approached the game, and I'm very passionate about my job. And, they know I'm just trying to do the right thing and, lead by example. So I guess they, but they respect that. So yeah. It just feels great. It's an honor.
Couple of other roster notes from Monday. Tony Moiaki reached an injury settlement with the club and was removed from injured reserve. He's now free to sign with any team in the NFL besides the Bills once healthy. Also, they added two players to the practice squad, guard DJ Morrell and running back Lonnie Pryor.
Yeah, Chris, I got to say, the shift into regular season mode, you could definitely tell something had changed here today. With the focus on Chicago, I think the long meeting period they had, the practice, the extra day really they get to work on Chicago was important. And I also have to say, and this is old news from the weekend, but I absolutely love the signing of Kyle Orton. I think he's exactly what they were looking for, really, ever since Kevin Cobb was unable to play a year ago. And it just took a while for, I think, Orton to be ready to commit before the Bills were able to bring him in.
It was something that you mentioned. They wanted from the very start. Kevin Cobb was supposed to be that, could not serve in that role after the concussion in the preseason last year. Hopefully Kyle Orton can be that veteran presence behind EJ. Well, the Bills have the day off on Tuesday before returning to the practice field here on Wednesday as they continue their preparations for the regular season opener at Soldier Field. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.